Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q2 FY24 earnings conference call of Natural Capsules Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Mehra from TIL Advisors. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Neerav. Welcome everyone and thank you for joining this Q2 FY24 earnings conference call of National Capsules Limited. The results and investor updates have been emailed to you and are also available on the stock exchanges. In case anyone does not have a copy of the same, please do write to us and we'll be happy to send it over to you. To take us through the results of this quarter and answer your questions, we have with us today Mr. Sunil Mundra, Managing Director, and Mr. Raj Kishore Prasad, Chief Financial Officer. We'll be starting the call with a brief overview of the business and the financial performance in Q2 FY24, which will be followed by the Q&A session. I would like to remind you all that everything said in this call reflecting any outlook for the future, which can be construed as a forward-looking statement, must be viewed in conjunction with the uncertainties and risks that the company faces. These uncertainties and risks are included but not limited to what we've mentioned in our annual reports. With that said, I'll now hand over the call to Mr. Sunil. Over to you, sir.
Thanks, Abhishek. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and a warm welcome to the earnings conference call of Natural Capsules Limited for Q2 FY24. I hope all of you have had a safe and joyous Diwali. I will start the call with the financial highlights for Q2 FY24. Followed by an overview on our performance and future outlook. In Q2 FY24, our revenue from operations was 37.52 crore, witnessing a marginal quarter-on-quarter decrease of 0.48% and a year-on-year decline of 16.73%. Our EBITDA for the quarter stood at 5.12 crore, which is a 14.09% decrease from the previous quarter and a significant 46.83% drop year-on-year. EBITDA margin was recorded at 13.65%, declining by 216 basis points quarter-on-quarter and 772 basis points year-on-year. Profit after tax was 1.56 crore, down by 14.29% quarter-on-quarter and 70.73% year-on-year. Same way, the EPS for the quarter was 1.67, reflecting a 14.8% decrease quarter-on-quarter and a 75.62% drop year-on-year. Moving on to our performance, Q2 FY24 posed the challenges similar to the previous quarters. We observed a flat quarterly top-line performance and a year-on-year decline of approximately 17%. The domestic markets remained robust with a slight increase in realization, approximately 3-4%. However, our exports faced significant challenges due to currency availability issues, markets like Kenya, Ghana, Nigeria, adversely impacting our pricing and overall performance. Despite consistent year-on-year volume in Q2 FY23, top-line decline is attributed to a decrease in realization over the year. We experienced some difficulties with raw material availability last quarter, but now there is a positive development with the stabilization of gelatin prices, and there is a potential for domestic price reduction in gelatin in the near future due to softening international raw material prices. Furthermore, I am pleased to update on the HPMC first line installation completed in August. It was undergoing modification, and now we expect it to be coming into commercial production in the next few weeks. Following the successful operation of the first line, we will proceed with the installation of the second and third lines, which are ready with the vendor and have been partially paid for. In September, we inaugurated our Kilo Lab for small volume production batches in our new API facility. We anticipated receiving the drug department license by the end of September, but there has been delays due to the requirement of a joint inspection by the central and state drug departments, and also final clearance from the Pollution Control Board of Karnataka is expected. Once we receive this clearance, we can commence operations for manufacturing intermediates and API productions can start following the receipt of the drug license. The capitalization of CAPEX will be done in phases as we ramp up our capacity. Despite facing challenges with realizations, delays in CAPEX, cost overruns, demand issues in the capsule segment, we have maintained our CAPEX plans and are confident in scaling our investments profitability as conditions normalize. With this, I would like to open the door for any questions that investors might have. Thank you for your attention. I look forward to addressing your queries.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from Lana Diren, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Okay. So my first question is around the, like, a bookkeeping question. So you mentioned the Kilo Lab has been inaugurated and...
You're not audible. I think there's an echo there.
Am I audible now?
Oh, it's better.
Okay. My first question is around a bookkeeping question on the CAPEX side. I just wanted to understand, so as of September, we see that the amount spent towards API is still in CWIP, and September we have inaugurated the Kilo Lab. So by when will the entire CAPEX be capitalized? And post-capitalization, what is the kind of quarterly interest expense and depreciation that we are expecting from this particular facility on a quarterly basis?
Yeah, your question regarding that, we did inaugurate the Kilo Lab in September 3rd week, but since the production had not started due to for want of manufacturing license, we did not capitalize it as on 30th September. So we would capitalize it as soon as we start the commercial production in that lab, which will happen very soon in this quarter. The entire capitalization might be done with, I think, post the Kilo Lab, we'll be doing the first phase of fermentation, and then will be the second phase of fermentation. Second phase of fermentation will happen sometime around Q2, beginning of Q2 or end of Q2 in second year, in the FY25. So entire capitalization will be over by Q2 FY25. Now, quarterly interest is roughly around 1.08 crore, and depreciation will be roughly around 2.53 crores.
Okay. So the 120 crores that we see in CWIP currently, that is for the Kilo Lab and the first phase, not the second phase, or that amount has also been spent so far?
Yeah, so the major amount of second phase has also been spent in terms of all infrastructure and utility machines and all are in place. Only amount to be spent in second phase would be the two series of fermenters and few reactors. So we foresee additional capex of about 8 to 10 crores being spent in phase two.
Okay, so till next September, about 130 crores would be capitalized for the API project.
Yes.
And I think by around that time, we will also install all three HPMC lines which are currently work in progress. So what is the CAPEX involved for the three HPMC lines put together and their installation?
So let me correct you. For the API figure you mentioned, 120 as on 30th September, this is going to be another, for this project still, phase one, we still have to spend another 17 to 18 crores. And the total capex for the second phase would be somewhere around 162 crores. Okay. As far as the total capex for HPMC lines is concerned, each of the lines, including the accessories and the molds, change parts and all, costs about 7 crores. So total amount anticipated. Incrementally, after the first line is completed, we need to spend about 8 to 9 crores balance amount. Rest have been already.
8 to 9 crores is per line, right? So there would be three lines.
So for three lines, the total investment is about 20 plus crores, but out of which major amount has already been spent in form of the infrastructure as well as the utility machines and the advances to the vendor for the rest of the two lines. So amount to be spent balance at this point of time would be around 8 to 9 crores.
Okay, fair enough, sir. The second question is more on the demand scenario side. So I think domestic pharma, I think the demand is still soft. And last quarter we had indicated on price bottoming out as far as the capsule is concerned. So if you can just update us on what is the situation currently and by when do we see the standalone capsule business coming back to, you know, 18-20% EBITDA margin and the 40-45 crore run rate which it was earlier at?
Yes, last quarter we did say that the prices have bottomed out, and the fact that in the Q2 we have indicated that there has been an improvement in the domestic net sales realization proves whatever we had said so. And going forward, we see that the consolidation in pharma industry is taking time because of the various factors. As you are aware, that the pharma industry in India is mainly dependent on exports. 50% of the Indian pharma industry is out of exports business. So because of the international challenges, geopolitical scenarios, the exports out of India are facing some challenges, especially in ROW markets and semi-regulated markets. Regulated markets also have different type of challenges. Keeping in mind all these, we still feel that the pharma formulation business industry probably will take some more time to consolidate. Maybe it could be another couple of quarters down the line. As far as our company is concerned, about 45 crores of top line. Yes, once the HPMC capsule lines are back, I think we should be doing around about 45 crores.
Okay, but the HPMC should lead to some increase in sales, because I think before HPMC lines also, we have recorded 45 crores for 2-3 quarters in between FY22.
Yes, you are right, you are right. The gelatin business itself had brought in about 45 crore of revenue. So to get back to gelatin alone revenue, probably we'll have to wait and see as how the domestic situation improves.
Okay.
But we are consistently doing a volume business, same volume. So is a question of prices going up, which is again a factor of demand and supply here and improvement in exports. So we are working parallelly on multiple strategies of increasing sales to large volume customers in domestic market, which gives slightly better price and a consistent demand, and also increasing our export volume, which would bring in higher margins, and therefore the amount our turnover revenue can go up. So we hope that the revenues will incrementally go up, but at this moment, alone 45 crores with the existing capacity, maybe it could take another 3-4 quarters.
Okay. Another question of mine is on the customer segmentation side. So I think recently in the presentation you have mentioned there is some forex issues with ROW markets. And I think this has impacted us once before in the 2018-19 cycle as well. But post that, our focus on domestic customers has increased. So is that helping us in the current cycle, or how do you see the situation? Because our margins have still taken a hit this particular quarter.
Yeah. So forex situation in ROW market is an area of concern for us. Last time during 16-17, 17-18 period, it directly hit us in form of our funds getting stuck there. But this time we are talking of indirectly hitting us in form of lesser demand from the formulation industry and from export merchant exporters in India. So it is not directly hit us, but our exports are now fully secured and going against LC. So as such, those risks are not there. Now, you were talking about the margins. Yes, the margins have taken a downturn because of the drop in realization from these markets. We did have to, because we have some regular established customers there, and those customers expected us to correct the price a bit to take care of the deep depreciation which happened over the last two quarters in those countries, especially Nigeria, Ghana, and Kenya, and all these countries. So we did have to accommodate our customers, and thereby it did hit our margin to some extent in exports, which has brought down the overall margin by a couple of 200 basis points or so.
Fair enough. Lastly, on the CAPEX side, so if you can just give a timeline or indication as to when we expect the clearance from Pollution Control Board, and then basically at least for the phase one fermenters, how will the ramp up happen, and what is the sort of demand scenario that is, you know, that we are looking at given this CAPEX is coming online? Because API currently the entire industry is in a bit of a slump. So some thoughts on that angle will also be appreciated.
Yeah, the consent for operation, which is the permission from the Pollution Control Board for our kilo lab, is expected, I think, next 3 to 4 weeks. The file is with the department for last 1 month or so. And moment this is received, we can start our kilo lab operations and sell API to our customers. And once we start the first phase of fermentation block and the synthesis block, which probably we anticipate some, it'll happen sometime in January, we can, and by that time our ZLD plant for the effluent treatment will be also ready, and we can get the consent for operation for the full-scale plant. Now, with the installation of those two fermenters and synthesis block, our volume of production will ramp up, which again will further ramp up once we add on the phase two capacity of the fermentation block, which might happen in Q2 next year. As regarding the demand size, as you mentioned, the API is what we are, the segment in which we are, the steroids API. The demand is consistent. I feel the demand is not fluctuating like the demand for some of the lifestyle drugs or some of the drugs which got boosted due to COVID and all that. Steroidal APIs have consistent demand because they are there in various segments. Only challenge is that with a drop in demand or increase in demand, prices get reflected. It impacts the pricing. So as far as volume-wise is concerned, demand is consistent, and our various customers, channels from our existing customer base, the new customer base, our foreign distributors, the recent interactions we had at CPHI in Europe, we have got good feedback for the demand for steroidal API going forward.
So, in our particular products, the four that you mentioned, Prigni, Eta, and Dexamethasone, what is the sort of pricing impact that you have seen, at least in the last 2-3 quarters, or from the top, what would be the level of correction in pricing?
Yes, these prices, actually, in China, the API prices have softened drastically in last 3 or 4 quarters. Since the Chinese economy reopened in December of last year, most of the therapeutic segments APIs have seen corrections of about 20 to 30%. Similar is the scenario in our segment also. Price corrections are in the range of about 25 to 30% in all these major drugs, prednisolone, dexamethasone, betamethasone. But having said that, in China also, most of the industry is they are right now under pressure. They are also selling below their cost. Our analysis is that this might be happening due to excessive stocking which happened during COVID period, and there was some capacity expansion during the COVID period, and because of lack of communication within and outside of China, the massive expansions also took place there. So now I believe again the Chinese API players are organizing themselves, and they are trying to see that the price sliding further, downward slide is stopped, and which we expect that now prices might be bottoming out at this point of time. Going forward, we would see some corrections in the next couple of months, 2-3 months correction since the prices will improve now, and probably we can see improvement in the selling prices in India also.
Okay. So, sir, if the demand side is, let's say, not that big a concern, since you're mentioning that these drugs, even during COVID, they didn't get any particular boost, so they are static in terms of the demand scenario. But in terms of the supply scenario, is there like any domestic or foreign capacity coming up, or, you know, there is some concern on that side as well, or that to our knowledge, there is no major capacities coming up for at least these four products?
For these four products, domestically, other than Symbiotic Pharma starting the prednisolone production, no other player is coming up. But having said that, India and most of the companies in India manufacture these products or the derivative products out of the intermediates they import from China, advanced intermediates. So any capacity addition in China also has an impact on the domestic market. So there has been an increase in the capacity in Chinese market, and there are a couple of new entrants in the steroidal API segment there, which is the root cause for the drop in prices. And maybe some of the excessive collection of inventory which was produced during the COVID period in anticipation of demand from worldwide markets. Probably that accumulation of inventory might be one of the reasons. I was in CPHI China in June, and this was the sense I could gather there.
Okay. But no, like, integrated capacity right from KSM to derivatives in domestic markets. Whatever is come up is still N-1, N-2 kind of players?
Absolutely. All other players import advanced intermediates and do two-step reactions to reach the API or their derivatives. No one is manufacturing from KSM to the derivative.
Okay, sir. Thanks. That's it from my side. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. Next question is from Tapan Bhatia, a proprietor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So, sir, I just wanted to know the shareholding pattern of Natural Biogenics and if we have any plans of dilution there for funding the CAPEX.
As of now, shareholding pattern and Biogenics, we did take a private equity investor, which is still in the form of CCPS. But having considering that they will get converted at the agreed percentages, Natural Capsule will hold about 65%, about 28% will go to the private equity investor, and 7% will remain with the family office. So this is the current requirement. At this moment, we are fully funded in NBPL, and this point of time, we are not looking to raise any funds there.
So, sir, for the second phase of CAPEX also, we will not be looking at any dilution?
I don't think so. We have planned that CAPEX in our cash flows.
Okay. And, sir, as you mentioned with the earlier caller, you said you're expecting the clearances from the Pollution Control Board in the next 4 weeks. How likely is that to happen? Because the state government has gone through changes in last few months. So can we expect any further delays on that front, or it should happen in the next 4 weeks only?
Actually, what you rightly said, the change of government was a major cause of concern here. With the change of government, there was a court case. The earlier erstwhile chairman has gone to High Court and then now to Supreme Court and obtained a stay against his removal. That is why no meetings could take place in last few months. And that is why none of the red category projects were cleared by the Pollution Control Board. But now, having said that, now we have got a clarity from the department that they are coming to some sort of a settlement situation, and they are going to give us in principle approval, despite the meetings not taking place. In principle approval is being given to start the production. So that is on that basis only we said next 3 to 4 weeks we expect the consent for operation.
Okay. All right. That's it from my side. Thanks, and best of luck for future.
Thank you, Tapan.
Thank you. Next question is from Praveen Sharma, an investor. Please go ahead. Pravin, may I request you to unmute your line and go ahead with your question, please? Pravin Sharma, can you hear us? Due to no response, we move on to the next participant. Next question is from the line of Vivek Seth, an investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My question is that by, say, Q2 FY25, what is the segmental revenue mix that we will be achieving? What would be the segmental margins and overall blended margins?
You said Q2 FY25?
Yeah, 1 year from now.
So you are referring to quarterly revenue, sir?
Yeah, quarterly revenue mix.
Yeah, FY25 Q2, we should be doing capsule about, say, 45 to 50 crores, with keeping in mind the incremental revenue coming in from HPMC capsules. And for API, I think we should be doing a quarterly run rate of about 20 crores, 20 to 25 crores.
Okay. And the margin?
Soon we are able to start the phase one and phase two of the fermentation plant. Yeah. And the margins, probably capsule margins could be around in the range of about 12 to 14%, 12 to 15%. And API could be, first year could be a bit of a challenge. We are unable to predict the margins at this moment because our focus would be on to gain an entry into the customers. So here our focus would be first to get the revenue, and probably once we stabilize in the year, full year of operation, we look around 8 to 10%.
Okay, got it. So do we have any prior approval with the customers in place? Or we are yet to achieve that?
In pharmaceutical API is the
API segment.
If large scale or large buyers probably will not give prior approval, they would want to visit the facility, audit the facility, take out sample, put in their stability and give that. But we, at the same time, we do have prior approval from several of our customers who are not keen to audit and not keen to do stability batches at their end. So they have gone and approved our samples, which are from our own R&D batches. So there are several customers who are our existing customers, and we are hoping to start with those customers. Customers who are looking for stability data from our commercial facility, probably that could come in the next line with about 6 months down the line once our exhibit batches are produced and stability started. 6 months down the line, once that data is ready, the customers can come and audit the facility. With that data, they would start placing the orders.
Okay, can I get one more question? Hello.
Hello.
Yes, we will go ahead.
Since both two of these APIs, it is complete replacement from the China that we are importing. So are there any plans in place for going ahead with the anti-dumping duty?
No. Can you please repeat the question, please?
I'm saying that two of our APIs that we'll be producing, they are total replacement for the ones that we import from China, any country. So are there any plans in place to persuade the government for any anti-dumping duties in these APIs?
Yes, good that, question. At appropriate time, we might approach government in case if the feedback from China is that the current selling price is below their costing. This is the sense we are currently getting. If they, with the data available, probably we will approach the ministry and could ask for levying of anti-dumping duty.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Naman Bansali from Perpetuity Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So the previous participant's question...
Raman, sorry, can you speak a little louder, please?
Yeah, sure. Am I audible now?
Yes.
Yeah, so I was asking to the previous participant's question, you had given a guidance that you can reach around 20 crores of run rate for the API business by Q2 FY25, given the two phases are online. So, sir, on the capex of 140 crores approximately, we are seeing that it is a 0.5-0.6 times of asset turn. So you had guided on a previous call that you can achieve a 2 times asset turn on this investment given the ramp up. So when can we see that particular ramp up, like over the next 3 years, 4 years, when can we see that run rate coming in at the 2 times asset turn?
This answer what I gave was about Q2 is just, I think, based on the kilo lab operations and a part of the fermentation capacity. Full capacity probably will give a higher number. And your next part of the question is to when we can achieve that 2 times asset turn, probably yes. Year 3, when we probably have the regulated market customers orders in place and our regulated market audits are through, we are confident of achieving that asset turn of 2.
Got it. And you have guided that the margins in the Q2 region would be around 8 to 10%. So how can we see the ramp up in the margins and when the 2 times asset turn comes in?
Margins will definitely be improving with the improving profile of the customer. Initially, we are talking about 8 to 10% purely because we are talking of very low end of the customer market side, a very generic players in domestic market. As we improve to, say, some of the local biggies, where we are able to get about 10 to 12%, we can get into ROW exports or semi-regulated, we can expect 15 plus. Maybe regulated market, we expect 20 plus. So on a weighted average basis, when we do in a year 3 or 4, when we are able to do a set turn of 2, probably we expect EBITDA upwards of 20.
Got it, understood. And lastly, on the capsule business, you had guided around 12 to 15%. So any reason particularly, like, is it for just the next year or going forward in the line of next 2 to 3 years? Can we see this margins going back to 18-20% range, or it would remain around 12 to 15%?
No, definitely there are chances that this can go back to 18%. We are working hard to improve our customer profile, that is one, by increasing the exports, because exports definitely bring in higher value and higher EBITDA margins. Then domestic also, we are trying to change the customer profile by getting into some of the customers with regulated market business where the products can bring in higher margins. So I feel that there are chances, but it all depends on how soon we are able to capitalize on those our efforts.
Good. Thanks a lot. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Pravin Sharma, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Hi. Good evening, sir. My first question is, you said that the gelatin and raw material prices are softening up. So you said that realization has moved up in the second quarter by 3% or so. But what is the quantum of raw material softening which we are witnessing? And do you expect, given the glut in the, you know, capsule industry wherein there is a cutthroat competition, everybody wants overcapacity situation, this drop in raw material will not be, you know, further passed on to the customer, making the, you know, the issue remaining the same as far as realization is concerned?
No, no, your question about the softening of the price of gelatin, yes, to answer that, average price what we paid for gelatin in the Q2 of FY23 was 627 rupees per kilogram, and this has dropped to 538 rupees in Q2 of FY24, which is a drop of about 14%. So similarly, in our net sales realization, we see a similar drop. So you are right to an extent that the competition definitely drops on the prices. It depends on the type of manufacturer or what kind of customer base they have. It is not necessary that all the customers are asking for that kind of a drop in prices all the time. We do have customers where we have consistent pricing and longer contracts, especially in export market. We have frozen prices for almost 12 months. There are domestic customers which issue orders for 6 monthly basis and quarterly basis. So as I mentioned, that it depends on the type of customer to whom we sell. So we don't foresee that further drop in gelatin prices will lead to corresponding drop in selling prices, as we feel the selling prices in domestic markets have already bottomed out, as we have seen that there is a again upturn in the Q2 selling prices in domestic market.
And sir, do we witness similar trend in drop in realization as far as HPMC capsules are concerned, or there the things are more stable?
HPMC is more stable because of the reason that there are very few players in India who manufacture that. But internationally, there is a more of a concern there. There is a price on the HPMC also is under pressure because of Chinese companies reducing the price on HPMC capsules. But as far as domestic pricing of HPMC capsules are concerned, they are fairly stable.
Mm-hmm. And sir, taking up from here, what is the situation on the Mexico deal which we had signed? And when can we expect the ramp to happen?
Yeah, actually Mexico deal what we signed was with a large API distribution house, European company having their channels in 8 countries and all that. So in situation in Mexico has eased out a bit in the availability of capsules. So it is taking little more time from the local large buyers in Mexico for approving our products. Few of them have approved our products and we're expecting the momentum to gain, and we can expect some benefit out of this deal in coming quarters. Having said that, in Latin America, we are seeing good traction in some other countries and we have consistent demand from those countries.
And do we expect our HPMC lines to ramp up quickly once they are, up and running? With the reasonable realization.
Yes, I think the first when the first line goes and becomes stable, our other two lines also should come quickly, and ramp up should happen interval of about 2 to 3 months with each line, because it does take some time to stabilize the production quality and also organize the requirement for the next machine.
And how much can we expect from these three lines, sir, in terms of top line?
Probably on an annualized basis, each of these lines would give something like about 0.9 billion capsules, which into 3.7. I think on an annualized basis, they should give a revenue of about 40 crores, 40 to 45 crores.
Great. So, this new solar power plant which we had announced, what is the quantum of saving in absolute terms? How many crores which we will be able to save as the capsule part is concerned, and how much we will be able to save when API will start consuming the power?
Yes. So, actually, we are not putting a directly power plant. We are participating as an equity investor in group equity scheme, group captive power scheme, which is a scheme in the state of Karnataka. And we have secured power to the extent of about 10.36 megawatt, which will be utilized both for our capsule operations and API operations. So here we are looking at a power which will be transferred at the rate of 3 rupees 40 paisa by the generating company. And after all the charges that will be levied by the transmission company, we will be doing a net saving of about 1 rupee 70 paisa for the capsule operations, where we are also getting some sort of a subsidy by the local distribution company, local electricity board in Karnataka. So this would amount to something like about 2.5 crores for the capsule operation on an annualized basis. In terms of API company, where we are not entitled for any additional incentive or any benefit in terms of new unit there, we expect the benefit to be more. The full rate of electricity is in excess of 8 rupees in Karnataka. And the landed cost of this power would be something like around 5 rupees 40 paisa. So there we expect the benefit to be 2 rupees 60 paisa. It will depend on how many kilowatt hours or units we are able to consume from the year one, but when fully operational, This project also would probably will take something like about 3 crores benefit out of this deal.
Thank you. So the line for the participant dropped. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I will now hand the conference over to Mr. Sunil Mundra for closing comments.
Thank you all the participants in this call. Should you have any additional questions or wish to engage with us further, please feel free to reach out to Investor Relations Partner Deal Advisors. Their email address can be found at the back of the investor presentation. We look forward to our next conversation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Nashville Capsules Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.